Okay. I think I have it set right. Good morning.
早晨好.
And first I want to just say briefly thank you for your prayers for Sue.
很简单的说谢谢你们为我妻子苏的祷告.
This last week has been a difficult week.
上个星期挺不容易的.
We found out that the treatment she is doing is not working.
她现在正在做的这个治疗好像没有作用.
And so beginning next week, she has to change her treatment.
所以这个星期五开始我们就要 改变她的这个治疗这个方式, 她的这个另外一种药物.
But during all of this, you have been so kind and gracious to us.
大家对我们非常的支持，也非常的，就是对我们很好。
Very often, she or I have received cards or email or texts that you are praying, and I thank you for that.
然后时不时的，就是我太太或者我就会接到您的电邮，或者是卡片，或者是就是短信，说在为我们祷告。
That means very, very much.
对我们来讲，这个真的是意义很重大。
And especially as we have realized that the treatment is not working, it means even more.
尤其是我们现在知道他过去 这段时间所进行的治疗没有起作用的话，这个祷告对我们就更加重要。
So thank you.
谢谢大家。
And I ask your prayers this next 2 weeks as she starts a new kind of chemotherapy.
未来的两个星期她会进行这个新的这个化疗，就是所以呢，就请大家特别的为我们祷告。
This morning I want to look with you at a phrase that appears through the Bible, through the New Testament.
今天早晨我特别想看一个词，就是它在新约中不断的出现。
Over the last several months, I have been thinking a lot about what does it mean to be a church.
过去几个月，我一直在思想这个教会是意味着什么。
If you are like me, when you think of a church, you usually start by thinking of a building.
你如果像我，可能想到教会，马上想到教堂。
You think of a worship service.
你想到这个崇拜的一个聚会。
You think of a congregation.
你想到这个会众。
And I think all those things are important.
我觉得这些都挺重要的。
But since March, I have been thinking more, what does it mean to be a church when we can't even meet in our building?
然后从3月份我就开始想，当我们都不能在这个聚在一起，在一个建筑物里聚在一起的时候，教会到底意味着什么呢？
When an unbeliever looks at us, what should they see that tells them this is a church?
当一个不信主的人看到我们的时候，那应该是有什么让他想到说，能看到说这个就是教会呢？
Maybe I could say it this way.
或者另外一种方式来说，
What is the difference between being Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel and being Palm Beach Chinese Social Club?
或者这样说，中里滩华人教会和中里滩华人社交俱乐部之间的不同是什么呢？
What makes us a church instead of a club?
到底是什么让我们成为一个教会而不是一个俱乐部呢？
Now there are several ways to answer that.
那有不同的方式来回答这个问题。
But one way is to look at the phrase in the New Testament, one another.
一种方式就是来看新约里边讲到彼此这个词。
59 times the New Testament gives commands, this is how Christians are to treat one another.
在新约里有59次，有这个命令，就是说基督徒应该彼此怎么样相待。
Over and over and over.
一遍又一遍的。
Love one another.
叫彼此相爱。
Live in harmony with one another.
彼此和睦相处。
Forgive one another.
彼此饶恕。
Be kind to one another.
对彼此以恩慈相待。
Comfort one another.
彼此安慰。
Encourage one another.
彼此鼓励。
Exhort one another.
彼此的劝勉。
Pray for one another.
为彼此祷告。
59 of these commands.
有59次这样的诫命。
Now, if I tried to do all of them this morning and only gave 2 minutes for each one, it would take 2 hours.
就让我每一个这个命令讲两分钟，59次，那都要讲两个小时。
Don't log off, I'm not going to do that.
不用现在就离开这个聚会，我不会这样做。
This morning, I'm just going to look at the ones in 1 Peter.
我今天早上要看的只是在彼得前书里所讲的。
Some other time, I may look at some others.
别的时间我可能会看别的。
But this morning, I want to look at 1 Peter.
今天早上我想看彼得前书。
I suggest that you open your Bible.
如果可能的话，我建议大家打开你的圣经。
To 1 Peter, and we're going to work our way through these commands.
我们会从彼得前书来看这些诫命。
I always think that when we read a letter in the New Testament, we should start with the introduction.
我总是觉得如果你读新约的书信，你要从这个序言开始。
Because it tells us who the writer is talking to.
因为他告诉我们这个作者要写信的受众是谁，谁是收信人。
First Peter begins this way.
彼得前书是这样开始的。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得
To those who are elect exiles of the dispersion.
写信给那些蒙拣选分散在
And then he lists the places they live. Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia.
他是寄居在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、比推尼各地的人。
He starts by saying, you are exiles.
他刚开始就说你们是一个寄居的流放者。
Now this morning we're going to see that exile is a very negative term.
我们要说这个里边他讲的这个寄居者实际上这流放者是一个很负面的词。
It means you are cast out.
就是认为你是被赶出去的。
You have been stripped of your citizenship.
你已经失去了你的公民权。
You have no rights.
你没有权利。
That's bad.
那很糟糕。
But he says then you are elect, chosen exiles.
但是彼得说你是被拣选的流放的人。
And he tells us how you are chosen.
他讲到说你们是如何被拣选的。
Verse 2. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father,
照父神的先见被拣选
In the sanctification of the Spirit,
借着圣灵得成圣洁
For obedience to Jesus Christ,
以致顺服耶稣基督
And for sprinkling with his blood,
又蒙他血所洒的人
Peter starts by saying, here's who I'm writing to.
彼得开始就说我给你们写信的原因是
Those who have been chosen by God,
那些被神所拣选的
God's children.
你被神拣选的神的儿女。
And then he's going to say, because you have been chosen, this is how you should live.
然后他就接着说，因为你们被拣选这样，所以你们要这样的生活。
And much of the rest of this book is going to address how do we live as members of Christ's body.
这下边都在讲，就是作为耶稣基督的肢体，我们应该怎么样生活。
And he's going to give us 5 commands.
他给了我们五条命令。
You have the outline on your screen.
我们在我们的这个屏幕上应该有我们的大纲。
But I'll keep coming back to this, so if you want to take that down and just put up the speakers, that's fine.
对，你可以看这个，看你是要怎么做。
The first one he says is, you are to love one another.
第一个是说，你们要彼此相爱。
Chapter 1, verse 22.
第一章第二十二节。
Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love.
既因你们既因顺从真理，就当从 清洁的心里彼此切实相爱。
Love one another earnestly from a pure heart.
就当从以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从清洁的心里切实相爱。
He says you've already obeyed the truth.
他说你们已经顺从了真理。
You have shown brotherly love to one another.
你也对彼此展现了这种爱弟兄的心。
But now I want you to love one another with a divine agape love.
但是现在我要你们能够彼此的以这种属天的神的爱来爱彼此。
I want you to love one another from a pure heart.
我要你们能够从一个清洁的心里来彼此相爱。
You see, back in verse 16, he said, you are called to be holy as God is holy.
在16节他说到你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的。
And then he shows us what a holy life is like.
然后他就向我们展示一个圣洁的生活应该是怎么样的。
And the first thing he points to is our love for one another, for fellow Christians.
就是他指出来这个圣洁的第一点就是彼此相爱就是对别的基督徒同为基督徒的这种真诚的爱。
Sometimes when I am teaching a class,
我有时候教课的时候
I will ask students, how do you know, what is the characteristic of a holy person?
我就问学生,你觉得一个圣洁的人的他的标志,他的特点是什么?
Sometimes they will say, oh, it's how you dress.
有的人又说,哦,他是怎么,他的衣着是怎么样的?
It's how you live.
你是如何生活的?
Some places I go and teach, they will say it's a special spiritual gift that you have that shows people your gift.
有的学生会说你是有一种特别的那种属灵的恩赐让你展示出来你是一个圣洁的人。
Some will say it's separation from sin.
然后有的人说是和罪分离。
But in the Bible, the number one, the first characteristic of holiness is Christ-like love.
但是在圣经里边这个第一个就是圣洁的这个标志就是像基督那样子的爱。
Paul,
像基督那样的圣洁。
Peter says, the first thing you will do if you are a holy person is to love one another.
所以彼得说你作为一个圣洁的人你第一件要做的事情就是彼此相爱。
He says you will love one another earnestly.
他就说你们要彼此切切的切实的相爱。
I like words.
我喜欢那个字。
And so I started to look at this word earnest.
所以我就去查这个切实这个词的意思是什么。
And I found it is used one other place in the New Testament.
我发现它在圣经里边在新约里面有另外一个地方用到它。
It's back in the book of Acts.
就是在那个使徒行传。
Peter has been arrested.
彼得被抓起来了。
They are getting ready, they may execute him.
所以他们要准备要处决,要第二天要杀害彼得。
And the church gathers together to pray for him.
所以教会就聚在一起为他祷告。
And it says they prayed earnestly.
圣经上说教会却为他切切的祷告神。
That helps me understand what Peter means here when he says we must love one another earnestly.
这就帮助我了解彼得在这里一章二十二节说你们要彼此切实相爱这个切实相爱这个切实的意思。
Because when they were praying for Peter all night,
所以当那些人他们那些教会聚在一起整夜为彼得祷告的时候
it was not a casual, Lord help brother Peter, you know he's having trouble, help him.
他不是那种很随便的说哦，主啊，求你帮助彼得兄弟吧，他现在有麻烦了。
This was earnest prayer. God, please rescue him.
这是一个很切切的、迫切的祷告，说神啊，求你拯救他。
His life is in danger.
他的生命有危险现在。
And Peter now says we are to love each other the same way.
彼得说我们要这样以这样的方式来相爱。
Not just tolerating one another.
不是说仅仅的忍受彼此。
But earnestly, deeply loving one another.
而是切实的深深的相爱。
That means we weep when our brothers and sisters weep.
所以当对方哀哭的时候，你跟他一起哀哭。
We rejoice in their victories.
所以当他们得胜的时候，我们跟他一起欢庆。
We suffer when they suffer.
当他们受苦的时候，我们跟他一起受苦。
We love one another earnestly.
我们彼此切实的相爱。
He says we must love one another earnestly from a pure heart.
他说我们要从清洁的心里彼此切实的相爱。
You see, before Pentecost, Peter really did not love John very much.
在那个五旬节之前，彼得并不是很喜欢约翰。
There was jealousy, there was rivalry.
在他们之间有这个嫉妒，有这个增进。
They were self-centered.
他们都很自我，都自我中心。
But after Pentecost, they had a pure heart.
但是在五旬节之后，他们有一颗清洁的心。
And now they loved one another earnestly.
现在他们是彼此切实，就是彼此切实的相爱。
As long as you and I are self-centered and focused on our own desires, we can't love one another earnestly.
只要我们就是专注在自己，自我为中心，光看自己的事，我们没有办法切实相爱。
Christ-like love comes from a pure heart.
就像基督那样的爱来自于一颗清洁的心。
Now, if we were meeting in the sanctuary on Lantana Road,
如果我们在教堂里，
you might look across the sanctuary,
你可以看看那个教堂里，
and you might think,
也许你会想，
okay, I can love him, 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 her, 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 those I can love.
所以我可以爱这个，那个，那个，这个。
Oh, but wait, not him.
但是不是那个人。
Not her, that's impossible.
也不是那个人，那是不可能的。
I understand.
我了解。
I've thought the same thing sometimes.
我有时候也会这样想。
Peter would understand.
彼得也能够了解。
He had thought the same thing about John.
他也是这样想过约翰。
But when we allow God to give us a pure heart,
当我们允许神给我们一颗清洁的心的时候，
We can love one another earnestly.
我们可以切实的相爱。
Now you might say, wait a minute.
你可能会说，
You don't understand what that person did to me.
你不知道那个人对我做了什么。
Please understand this.
请你了解这一点。
Christ-like love.
就像基督那样的爱。
Love from a pure heart
从一个清洁的心里出来的爱
is more than an emotion.
不是仅仅是一种情绪感觉情绪。
It doesn't mean an emotional feeling towards that person.
不是说你对那个人很有感觉。
But it means regardless of your feelings, you will treat them in a Christ-like manner.
就是说不管你的感觉怎么样，你对待他们就像基督那样的方式来对待他们。
It means that if you had the power to take revenge for what they have done, you would choose not to seek revenge.
就是说如果你有能力去，就是说去报复，但是你选择你不去报复。
It means that regardless of your feelings, you will treat them as Christ would treat them.
就是说不管你的感觉怎么样，你会像基督那样来对待他们。
That's what it means to love one another from a pure heart.
那就意味着如何是从一个清洁的心里来彼此相爱。
But then in chapter 4 verse 8,
但是在第四章第八节里，
Peter says something else about loving one another.
彼得又讲到别的关于彼此相爱的。
He says, keep.Loving one another earnestly.
他说最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
Since love covers a multitude of sins.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Keep loving one another.
他就说你们要持续的彼此切实相爱。
I have seen this happen in churches over and over and over.
我在教会里一次一而再再而三的看到这种景象。
It happens at Palm Beach.
这在我们教会发生过。
It happens at Hope Sound.
也在这个我这里的 Hope Sound 的教会发生过。
Everywhere.
在哪里都发生过。
We have a retreat or a seminar or a revival.
我们有个退休会或者有个奋兴会或者有一个主题。
And the preacher talks about loving one another.
然后呢这个讲道的人就讲到说彼此相爱。
And we sing some beautiful songs about loving one another.
然后我们就唱一些很美的关于彼此相爱的歌。
And we hear some emotional stories.
我们也听到一些很感人的见证。
And we hear some teaching on three steps to loving one another.
然后我们也听到了说三步彼此相爱的步子过程。
And we gather around the altar and we pray.
然后我们就聚在讲坛前一起祷告。
And we think, I can love this person now. I have forgiven them and I can love them.
然后你就说我现在可以爱这个人了，我已经饶恕他们了，我可以爱他们了。
And I'm not making fun of any of that because all of that is good.
我不是说轻看开玩笑，这些都很好。
But there is a problem.
但是这里存在一个问题。
That's not the end.
但是那个不是结束。
That much is easy.
那样的做是很容易的。
The hard part.
但是这个难的部分是。
Is that love must be maintained.
就是要维持这种爱是难的。
You see, two people fall in love and they get married.
你就知道两个人彼此相爱就结婚了。
And on the day of their wedding, they think, this is perfect.
当他们结婚的那天，他们就想说：“哎呀，这一切真的是完美无缺。”
I don't know why the preacher said that we have to work on love.
我就真是不了解为什么这个牧师说你们要这个在爱上努力，要在上边用功。
She is absolutely perfect.
这个新娘是绝对的完美无缺。
I never have to work on love again.
我不需要再在爱上努力。
But we have some people in our church who have been married a long time.
我们在教会里面有些人结婚超很多年了。
And if they're honest, they will tell you, you have to work at it.
如果他们是很诚实，他们会告诉你，你在这个上面必须要努力。
That beautiful young lady who is so easy to love some days is going to be grumpy.
你那个很美丽的那个新娘，有一天她可能会脾气很不好。
That man who is Mr. Wonderful.
有些那个完美先生
is going to drop your favorite antique dish and break it.
然后可能会把那个盘子，你最喜欢的那个很有价值的古老的盘子给打碎了。
And in a marriage.
然后在婚姻之中
you have to work to maintain love.
你必须要努力，你们要就是用功去维持那种关系，那种爱。
And in a church.
然后在教会里也是。
If you and I are going to keep loving one another, we will have to work at it.
如果我们要能够持续的彼此相爱，我们必须要努力。
Because we're going to disagree about things.
因为我们在有些事情上会看法不同。
You're going to hear someone talking in your cell group, and you're going to think, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
你会在你的小组里可能有些人讲一些课，你说这听到了最笨的你这个言论。
And you will have to remember.
你必须要记住。
Peter says, keep loving one another.
彼得说，你们要切实的、持续的彼此相爱。
When I disagree with them,
当我跟他们意见不同的时候
keep loving one another.
就是持续的彼此切实相爱。
When they do something I don't like, keep loving one another.
当他们做一些我不喜欢的事情的时候，持续的相爱，彼此相爱。
It tells us how to know if we're loving one another.
彼得接着告诉我们，我们怎么知道我们是彼此相爱呢？
Because he says we're still in chapter 4, verse 8.
因为在我们还在第四章第八节。
Love covers a multitude of sins.
因为爱能遮盖许多的罪。
Here is how to know if I love you earnestly from a pure heart.
我是这样子可以、来判断我是不是从一个清洁的心里来切实的相爱，可以是这样的。
If I can remember everything you've ever done wrong for the last 25 years, I don't love you very much.
如果我能够记住过去25年你所做的所有的一切的、冒犯我的错事，那我没有不爱你。
That's a simple test.
那是一个很简单的测验。
That's what Peter says.
那就是彼得说的。
Love covers up, it buries the sins.
爱能遮掩，能够掩，就是埋藏很多的罪。
It doesn't keep a record.
他不会说还就是记住对方的错。
You see, here's what happens in the church.
这教会里会发生什么事呢？
And here's the problem. I don't know who's online, so I may use an example, and he's not here, and don't tell him.
我可能用的例子，这个人正好没在上面，所以别告诉他。
But when I love.I can forget and forgive.
当我真正爱的时候，我可以就是忘记，可以饶恕。
But when I don't love,
但是你不爱的时候
I waved at Deacon Quincy and he never waved back.
我对那个王静弟兄挥挥手，但他从来没对我挥手。
I was in the hospital and Pastor Zhao didn't visit me.
我在这个在医院里边，但是周牧师却没来看我。
My daughter had a birthday, and Elder Peng did not have a singing at youth group.
我的女儿过生日，但是庞长老却没有在那个青少年里边为我的女，就是大家一起为她的生日唱歌。
Let me tell you, in a church,
在教会里边
，little hurts are going to happen.
就是那种彼此之间那种小小的伤害会发生的。
Big hurts are going to happen.
那个比较大的，你感觉的这样伤害也是会发生的。
We will misunderstand one another.
我们会彼此有误解。
We will step on one another's toes.
我们会不小心踩到对方的脚趾头上。
If we love one another from a pure heart,
如果我们从一个清洁的心里彼此相爱
，we will forgive.
我们就会原谅、饶恕。
And people will know we are a church.
周围的人，不信主的人就知道我们是教会。
But if we don't love one another,
但是如果我们不彼此相爱
every word will be analyzed. What did he mean?
然后你就会想说这个人，这句话，这个词后边的意思到底是什么？
You know how that is.
你知道那是怎么样的？
You go home and you sit down in your comfortable chair and you think, I wonder why she said that.
然后回家你就坐在沙发上想说，我想她到底说那个话是什么意思。
Every action can be misunderstood.
每一个行为都会被误解。
And soon, we have a whole book listing all the hurts.
很快的你就会有一个笔记本上面充满了，记满了 你所受到的伤害。
And Satan is excited.
然后这时候撒旦就很兴奋了。
Because he sees a church that begins to divide.
因为他看到一个教会开始分裂。
Peter says we must love one another.
彼得说我们要彼此相爱。
And then Peter says,
然后接着彼得就说,
we must show hospitality to one another without grumbling.
我们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Now, when I first started to read this,
当我刚开始读的时候
I thought about hospitality like this.
我想的这个款待是这样的。
Okay, that means to invite other church members to dinner and don't grumble about it.
就是说邀请教会别的人到我们家来吃饭，而且不抱怨。
But this goes much deeper.
但是这个讲的意思更深。
Remember, I told you that Peter is writing to exiles.
那记得刚开始我讲的，彼得是写给那些被流放的人。
To be an exile in the first century,
在第一世纪作为被流放的人，就是流放。
Was much more than leaving and moving to a new city and getting a new job.
就不是说单单的你离开这个城市到另外一个新的城市找一份工作而已。
To be an exile exile was more than leaving China, moving to the U.S. and working, having a work visa.
就是说，不是说你被流放，不是说你离开中国，你来到美国有一个工作的签证，然后在这边工作。
When the Roman Empire exiled you,
当罗马帝国就是把你放逐的时候
，They burned down your house.
他们把你以前那个房子给烧了。
They cast you out of the city.
他们把你从城里赶出去。
And it was illegal for anyone within 400 miles of Rome to give you any food or any shelter.
就是在这个罗马城周围400英里的这个范围之内，任何人都不可以给你食物或者给你住的地方。如果他们那样做，就是违法的。
Your closest friends and family were afraid to help.
你的最亲密的朋友跟你的家人都害怕帮助你。
And so Paul, Peter says,
所以彼得说,
Christians will show hospitality and care to one another when you are in serious trouble.
就是说在你有这个很大的麻烦的时候基督徒要彼此款待就是彼此这样子显示对你的关爱。
You see, it was dangerous for these Christians even to invite another Christian to their home.
所以就是邀请另外一个基督徒到他们家其实都是挺危险的。
About 15 years ago, I was teaching a group of pastors in Vietnam.
大概15年前我在越南就是教一群牧师。
The first day,
那第一天,
my host was in my room.
我的主人呢,那个招待我的主人就把我带到一个房间里。
And he said, for the next week, you cannot leave this room.
他说下个星期整个一星期你不能出这个房门。
Don't open the window.
也别打开窗户。
When you teach, don't talk very loud.
当你讲课的时候声音别太大。
If my neighbors find out I have you here, I will be in trouble.
如果我的邻居们发现你在这里我就有麻烦了。
And I realized that's what Peter means when he says to show hospitality.
这个就是我想到这就是彼得所说的要款待的意思。
Because as Christians we love one another.
因为我们是基督徒我们彼此相爱。
We will meet one another's needs.
所以我们要满足彼此的需要。
Even at our own cost and inconvenience.
就是我们哪怕自己要付代价要不方便。
And Peter says we won't grumble about it.
然后彼得说我们而且不发怨言。
The last few months I've come to understand this better.
这过去几个月我对这个理解的就更深了。
Because God usually meets our needs and takes care of us through other Christians.
因为神通常是通过别的基督徒来满足我们的需要来照顾我们。
Last week, I was thinking about this.
上个星期我在想,
If God wants to, he can send manna out of the sky.
如果神想的话, 他可以从天上降下玛纳。
He can do that.
他可以这样做。
But he usually doesn't.
但是通常他不这样做。
Usually, he sends a Christian brother or sister with a bowl of food.
通常呢他是送一个一个弟兄姐妹，但是他们带着食物来。
Why?
为什么？
Because he wants us as a church to show hospitality and care and love, practical love to one another.
因为他想让我们作为一个教会去显示这种款待，这种实际的爱和这种照顾对彼此。
What does it mean to be a church?
到底什么意，教会意味着什么呢？
It means we will love one another.
意味着我们彼此相爱。
We will show hospitality to one another.
我们对彼此款待，互相款待。
We meet one another's needs.
我们满足就是去彼此的需要。
And then third, he says, we will serve one another.
我们要彼此服侍。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
第四章第十节。
As each has received a gift,Use it to serve one another.
就个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
Peter says two things in verse 10 and 11.
在十节十一节彼得讲了两件事。
First of all, he says, we have all received a gift.
第一个他讲到我们每个人都收到了都有恩赐。
And the purpose for that gift.
那个恩赐的这个收到这个恩赐礼物的目的是
is that God may be glorified.
是让神在凡事上得荣耀。
The gift that God has given you and me is not to impress other people.
神给你和我礼物恩赐不是让我们去让好像让别人觉得我们很棒。
It is not for our own benefit.
不是为了我们自己的益处。
It is given to us to serve one another for God's glory.
神给我们这种恩赐是让我们彼此服侍为了神的荣耀。
Peter said,Every member has been given a spiritual gift.
你每个人应该记住，我们都有这个属灵的恩赐。
Every member is responsible to serve God with that gift.
每一个人都有就是说有这个责任，要用神的礼给我们的恩赐。
That none of us get the glory for that service.
然后我们没有人能够应该从这种服事中得到荣耀，只有神。
The glory goes to God.
所有的荣耀都归于神。
Every one of us has a role at Palm Beach Chinese Chapel.
在我们中里堂华人教会，每个人都有自己的角色。
Some lead with music and worship.
有些人是带领诗歌。
Sunday school teachers.
有些人是教主日学。
Small group leaders.
或者是小组长。
And outreach,
或者是在外边去发福音单张。
Operating technical equipment,
或者是做这个音响操作。
Working in the kitchen,
或者是在厨房里工作。
Praying,
或者祷告。
Translating,
或者翻译。
Being a secretary,
做秘书。
An elder, a deacon,
或者是做长老。
Whatever you do,
不管你做什么，
Peter says you do it so that God will be glorified.
就是说，彼得说你这样做让神得荣耀。
Serve one another,
就是彼此服侍。
But serve them for the purpose of bringing glory to God.
服侍他们的目的是要给神让神得荣耀。
You see, the test of my service is, who gets the glory?
这个任务是最后谁得荣耀呢？你去服侍以后。
Do I serve so that people will give glory to me?
是服侍是为了最后别人来称赞你吗？
So that they will say, oh, look how good he is.
那他们说，哎呀，你看他多棒啊。
Do I serve, maybe so they'll say, oh, look how humble he is.
或者说你服侍是说别人说哎，看他多谦卑。
He always lets others go before him.
他总是先让别人。
So humble.
你说他这么谦卑。
But I'm still getting the glory.
你仍然得到了这个荣耀。
Or does God get the honor?
或者是神得到了荣耀。
In 1 Samuel, Israel is fighting the Philistines.
在撒母耳记上，这个以色列人跟非利士人打仗。
In chapter 17, David kills Goliath.
在那个第十七章记到了那个大卫杀死了以哥利亚。
And at first, King Saul is very happy.
刚开始的时候，那个扫罗王非常的高兴。
The enemy has been defeated.
他们打败了敌人。
And so Saul and David are going back to the city.
所以扫罗跟大卫他们就回城了。
Oh, Saul is happy.
扫罗这时候挺高兴的。
And then a group of women come out singing.
然后呢，这时候有一群妇女出来唱歌、跳舞、唱歌。
Waving banners.
他们可能还带着这个旗子。
And they are singing.
他们在唱。
Saul has killed thousands.
他们说扫罗杀死千千。
And oh, Saul is happy.
扫罗听到这个很高兴。
And David, 10,000s.
大卫杀死万万。
And it says Saul was very angry.
圣经上就说扫罗非常生气，甚发怒。
He ought to be happy.
他应该很高兴啊。
David, isn't this wonderful?
大卫很棒啊。
I am so happy that you helped me win the battle.
我真高兴你帮助我赢了这场战争。
It doesn't matter who gets credit.
不管说是谁得功劳。
As long as God gets glory.
只要神得荣耀。
But you know what?
你知道什么发生什么？
3,000 years later.
三千年之后。
We are just like Saul.
我们都还是像扫罗。
We want the credit. We want the glory.
我们想要功劳，我们想要这个荣耀。
You invite an unbeliever to church.
比如你邀请了一个不信主的人到教会。
Over and over and over, and they say no, no, no.
一次又一次的，他们都说不要来。
Someone else invites them once, and they come.
然后就有别的人邀请他一次，他就来教会了。
And people say, "Oh, look at them! Aren't they a wonderful witness?"
然后他们别人说，哎呀，你看那个人，他们是不是很棒的这个见证，很会传，很会见证人，去邀请人来教会。
And inside you think, "Wait a minute!"
然后你在里面就想说，等一下。
Times,
我已经邀请过这个人好多次。
And in the back of your head, you will hear this song.
在你的脑子背后，心灵深处，你可能就听到这首歌。
Saul has killed his thousands.
扫罗杀死了千千。
David, his tens of thousands.
大卫杀死了万万。
The cell group leader, the Sunday school leader, asks you to teach a lesson.
比如说小组长或者是主日去要求你讲一个课。
You study for hours.
然后你讲了，你花了好多时间准备。
And when you're done, people say, "Oh, thank you, that was nice."
然后你讲了，比如说，哦，挺好的，谢谢你。
The next week, someone else leads.
但是下个星期的是别人讲课。
And when they're done,
当他们讲完了之后
，people say, "That was the greatest lesson I've ever heard."
大家说，哎呀，那是我讲过听过的最棒的课。
Oh, that was changed my life.
这改变了我的生命。
And inside you hear a voice.
然后在你里边又听到一个声音。
Saul has killed his thousands.
扫罗杀死千千。
David is tens of thousands.
大卫杀死万万。
As a pastor.
作为牧师。
When another pastor's sermon is more powerful and has more results.
当另外一个牧师他的讲道就是更有力，也有更好的效结果的时候
，Peter says，
彼得说
，I must be happy，
我要很高兴，很欢喜
，because in everything，
因为在
must be glorified，
在任何事上神应该得荣耀
，I must love one another，
我们必须要彼此相爱
，we must show hospitality and care to one another。
互相款待，彼此就是照顾。
We must serve one another.
我们必须要互相彼此服侍。
Not for our own glory.
不是为了我们自己的荣耀。
But for God's glory.
而是为了神的荣耀。
And then number four, he says.
第四点。
We must show humility to one.
我们要对彼此，就是彼此谦卑。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
第五章第五节这么说的。
Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
就是你们众人也当以谦卑束腰。
That word clothe yourselves goes back to the Last Supper.
这个以谦卑这个束腰这个束腰这个就是回到了最后的晚餐。
Jesus and the disciples are around the table.
主耶稣跟门徒坐在桌子，围着桌子坐。
And the disciples have been arguing.
然后门徒之间在争论。
He's going to set up his kingdom, and I think I'll be vice president.
主耶稣马上就要建立他的王国了，我想我会是副总统。
Peter says, "I've been a more faithful disciple than the rest of you."
彼得说，我比你们大家都忠心。
I'm closer to him.
我也跟他更亲近。
John says, "Oh no, I'm the disciple Jesus loves."
约翰说我是主耶稣所爱的门徒。
I think Judas says, "I'm the one he trusts with the money."
然后犹大可能会说他把钱都给我呀让我管钱。
They're arguing.
他们彼此争论。
None of them want to be a servant.
没有一个人想做仆人。
During the supper.
就在这个晚餐之间。
Jesus stands up.
主耶稣站起来。
He wraps a towel around his waist.
他就用一个毛巾就是系在腰上。
He tucks his robe in a belt.
他把他的这个那个袍子就插在这个毛巾里边。
And he kneels down and he begins to wash the feet of the disciples.
然后他就跪下来开始洗门徒的脚。
He's the leader.
主耶稣是这个领袖。
And he takes the servant's job.
但是他却做了仆人的工作。
And when he's done,
当他做完了洗完脚给他们洗完脚之后
Jesus says,
然后主耶稣说
If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet,
如果我是你们的主是你们的老师夫子已经洗了你们的脚
you should wash one another's feet.
你们也要彼此洗脚。
30 years later,
过了30年
Peter writes this letter,
然后彼得就写了彼得前书就写了
And I think he remembers that night.
我想他那时候大概就想起了那个晚上。
And he says, wrap yourselves with humility.
就说你们要以谦卑束腰。
Clothe yourself with humility.
就是穿上这个谦卑的衣服。
But here's the tough part.
但是这个比较这个困难的是
Clothe yourself with humility toward one another.
要彼此顺服。他说你们要以谦卑束腰彼此就彼此以谦卑束腰对彼此谦卑。
That's hard.
那个是挺难的。
You see, it's easy for me to be humble towards God.
对神谦卑那是很容易的顺服神。
You're strong and I'm weak.
因为神是强壮的有力的我是软弱的。
He's wise and I'm foolish.
神是有智慧的我是愚笨的。
He's powerful, I'm needy.
神是有大有能力的但我是有需要的。
I can be humble toward him.
我可以对神谦卑。
But Peter says be humble toward one another.
但是彼得说你要对彼此谦卑。
And you're weak just like I am.
你就跟我一样软弱。
You're needy just like I am.
你就像我一样贫乏。
You're foolish just like I am.
你跟我一样笨。
It is hard to be humble toward one another.
就是对彼此谦卑是挺难的。
You see, I think it would be easy to wash the feet of Jesus.
去洗主耶稣的脚是不难。
He deserves it.
因为他配得这个。
But Jesus said,
但是主耶稣说
No.You wash the feet of other people just like you.
就是你们要去洗就像那个跟你一样的人的脚。
And that's hard.
那个很难。
But I remind you back to the beginning.
但是我从刚开始就提醒大家。
All of this comes from love from a pure heart.
这些所有的这一切都来自于一个清洁心里所出来的爱。
Very quickly, there's one more.
就很快还有一个。
At the end of the book, the very last verse.
在最后这本书的最后一节就是第五章最后一节。
Peter says,
彼得说,
Greet one another with the kiss of love.
你们要用爱心彼此亲嘴问安。
Now, when I would teach 1 Peter at the college, the students would always laugh about this verse.
当我在教学校里教大学里教书的时候，学生们读到这句总是会笑。
Dr. McElwain, Peter says we're supposed to kiss one another.
麦博士，那个彼得说我们要彼此亲嘴问安。
Are you really going to teach that?
你要真的这样去教吗？
Let me tell you what it says.
我告诉你他到底在讲什么。
You see, cultures differ.
文化是有不同。
Some cultures shake hands.
有的文化呢是握手。
Now during COVID, they bump elbows.
现在这个疫情期间大家都是碰碰胳膊。
Some cultures bow.
有些那个文化呢是鞠躬。
In the ancient world, they kissed.
他们的彼此这个问候的表示就是亲嘴问安。
But whatever the custom,
不管他的那个习俗是什么
，the principle is the same.
这个原则是一样的。
We value one another.
我们就是尊重，就是看重彼此。
We treat one another with warmth and respect.
我们对就是对待对方是带着这个温暖和这个尊重。
We are family.
我们是家庭。
Now, when my children were young,
当我的孩子们小的时候
they did not always agree on things.
他们很多事情会有，不是说都看法一致。
Sometimes they argued.
有的时候他们会争论。
Sometimes they yelled at each other.
有的时候他们也会对彼此喊叫。
But let me tell you something.
但是我告诉你
Stacy might yell at Austin.
我女儿可能会对儿子喊
But if you yelled at him
但是如果你对着我儿子喊
you,
他就会站出来
He was her brother
因为呢他是他的弟弟
And she would defend him
他要来保护他
I think the church ought to be like that
我觉得教会也应该这样子
You see You might disagree with another brother about something.
你可能跟另外一个弟兄有意见看法不同。
In cell group, in a meeting, you might argue with him.
在那个小组或者在开会的时候，你们两个可能会争论。
But if someone from outside,
但是如果从外边来的人
says, "Let me tell you what I think of him."
那个人说，我告诉你，你这个人做了什么，他怎么做。
You ought to be the first to say, "Wait, you stop."
你会应该是第一个那样站出来说你等一下。
Before you say anything, you should know that he is my brother and I love him.
你应该先知道他是我的弟兄我爱他。
So anything you say,
所以你说的任何事情
you better be nice because that's family.
你最好是说了你好一点因为我们是一家人。
I think that's what this verse is about.
我就是说想这句经济大就是这个意思。
We're family.
我们是一家人。
We greet one another with warmth, a kiss of love.
我们是彼此问安是带着这种我们彼此之间很温馨我们彼此亲嘴问安。
We defend and protect one another.
我们彼此这个保护彼此保护。
We are the family of God.
我们是神的家里的人。
Now, let me tell you why I felt I should preach on this today.
我就告诉大家我今天讲这个题目的原因。
The last few months have been very unusual.
过去几个月是很不寻常的。
We miss each other.
我们真的是很想念彼此。
We've been separated.
我们彼此分离。
And we want to see each other.
我们想要见到彼此。
And the first Sunday back, oh, we will be excited.
所以我们当我们第一个星期天我们回去的时候，我们大家肯定都挺兴奋。
In fact, if we still have to have social distancing, it will be hard.
如果我们中间还得保持社交距离，可能那挺难的。
We will want to shake hands. We will want to hug.
我们想要握手，我们想要拥抱。
But let me tell you something.
但是我告诉你
，Pretty soon things will go back to normal.
很快的这个事情会生活会回到正常。
We will be offended about something.
我们可能又会因为有些事情觉得被冒犯。
We will be busy and have no time to serve one another.
我们又开始忙没有时间彼此服侍。
But if we want to be the church that God calls us to be,
如果我们想成为神所呼召我们要成为的教会
This is how we must live.
我们要这样来生活
Love one another.
彼此相爱
Show hospitality to one another.
互相款待
Serve one another.
彼此服侍
Show humility toward one another.
要彼此谦卑
Greet one another.
彼此问候
And I've run out of time, but I have one more important thing to say.
我快时间不够，但是我还有一件很重要的事情要说。
And that is this.
就是
All of this is impossible.
这一切都是不可能的。
You can't do it.
你没法做到。
I can't do it.
我也做不到。
We're human.
我们是人。
We're going to be offended.
我们会觉得被冒犯。
Someone's going to say something and it's going to hurt us.
有些人说的话会让你觉得受伤害。
We might be able to do one or two of these things.
我们可能可以做这里边的一样或者两样。
We might be able to do all of them for one or two weeks.
我们或者能做这里边的这五条里边的所有的一切，但是做一两个星期。
But we can't do all five of these all the time.
但是我们没有办法所有的时间都做这五条全都能做到。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
That's the bad news.
那是个坏消息。
Let me give you the good news.
现在我给你好消息。
We go back to the beginning of the book.
你就回到彼得前书的最刚开始。
We are known by God.
我们被神所知道。
We are sanctified in the Spirit.
我们在靠着圣灵得成圣洁。
We are obedient to Jesus Christ.
我们顺服耶稣基督。
We are sprinkled with His blood.
我们被耶稣基督的血所洒。
And here is the good news.
这个好消息是
You don't have to do these five things.
你不需要做这个五样。
You have to let God do it through you.
你必须让神透过你来做这些这五样。
You have to let Him love that other person through you.
你必须要让神通过你去爱那个人。
You show humility through His grace working through you.
你通过神在你身上的恩典来在你身上的恩典来展示谦卑。
We serve one another with His grace working through us.
通过神在我们身上恩典我们能够来彼此服侍。
All of these things become possible.
所有的这一切之所以能成为可能。
Not because we say, okay, I'm going to do this.
不是因为你下定决心说我要这样做。
I don't like that person, but I'm going to love him anyway.
我不喜欢那个人但是不管怎么样我要去爱他。
No, that's not what it means.
这个不是这个他的意思。
God,
你说神
I must have your love.
我必须要有你的爱
working through me.
必须让你的爱通过我在我身上工作。
And if we will let him do that,
如果我们允让神在我们身上工作
he can accomplish all of it.
说神可以成就这所有的一切。
And people will look at our church.
然后人们就会看到我们的教会。
And they will say something amazing in our world.
他会在我们的世界来就是说一些关于我们很好就是很说一些令人惊奇的话。
Look how they love one another.
他们就会说看他们是如何的彼此相爱。
That must be a very special church.
那肯定是一个很特别的教会。
And I think if we do that,
我想如果我们这样做的话
people are going to say, I want what they have.
然后人们就会说我想要有他们那样子的爱他们那样子的
How we love one another.
我们如何彼此相爱
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
God, would you make us people who love one another?
神啊你求你真的是让我们成为彼此相爱的人
It's not easy.
真的不容易
We live in a world where it's a whole lot easier to yell at one another than to love one another.
在这个世界上，我们所生活的世界上，就是对彼此喊叫比彼此相爱容易得多。
It's easier to carry signs and chant than it is to love one another.
然后就是去拿个标语出去喊，就是比彼此相爱要容易得多。
It's easier to hate people who are different than us.Than to love one another.
就是很容易就是说去恨那些跟我们不同的人而不是彼此相爱。
But God, you have called us not to be like our world.
但是神你呼召我们不要像这个世界。
But to be like you.
而是要像你。
And so this week.
所以这个星期。
Would you help us to look at one another?
求你帮助我们看着彼此。
And say, God,
就说神啊,
who do you want to love through me?
你想要通过我去爱谁?
Who do you want me to feed?
你想让我去喂养谁?
Who do you want to serve through me?
你想要我通过我去服侍谁?
How can I be humble through your grace?
我如何通过你的恩典谦卑?
How can I show care and love and compassion to another person in our church?
我如何真的是对教会里的另一个弟兄姐妹显示你的爱和恩慈?
God help us to let you work in our lives.
求神啊，求你帮助我们，容许你在我们的生命中来工作。
To be the church that you want us to be.
让我们教会成为你所要让我们成为的教会。
To be the Christians you want us to be.
你成为你所要让我们成为的基督徒。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.